This is TWiT.
8-core, i7-5960X, Haswell E, get some jump. This thing is, what, stupid expensive? Or stupid reasonable. I mean, we're talking about $1,000 down to like $389. So it's not entirely stupid in pricing.
Apparently, well, if you want the 8-core processor, it's stupid expensive. Yeah. I mean, the core i7-5960X is the 8-core version, 8-core 16-thread. Right. It's $1,000, $999, whatever you want to call it. It is the extreme edition part, right? The one that Intel has, you know, for the last, I don't know, 8 years or so has been the $1,000 processor, whatever their flagship Extreme Edition part happens to be, is $1,000. And this is it. And it's impressive if you can afford
it.
If you
want to, it's kind of funny. We did, in honor of your low cost gaming machine build, we built, you know, basically a $380 gaming machine, because we also had a few requests on Dietry, and they're like, you know, I want to wall hang a PC. So, you know, did some lashing, we did some screwing, we ended up with a complete PC on a board hanging on a wall, because, you know, paracord and PCs are perfect together. And somebody was, it was really funny, because we had some reactions that were like, oh, you should use, you know, this AMD part. We were like, go read the PC Per article, or, oh, you need more of this, go read the PC Per article. And the really interesting one was somebody was like, hey, could I use this to run, you know, Illustrator, some of the other CS6 programs. And this processor, if you are running all of the Photoshop or all of the Premiere, like, this is the processor you've been waiting for. It's a consumer sort of 8-core processor. It'll run 16 threads. So if you have the giant multi-threaded application of Doom, this is the processor that will actually speed it up, at least if the bottleneck is multiple threads. So that's kind of exciting.
I mean, it's... If you look at some of the benchmark pages, like the video transcoding, the rendering, you know, the stuff that is very heavily threaded and very easily threaded, at least on the rendering side, I mean, you see significant jumps over, you know, the quad core or the 6-core parts that are already out there, right? If you look at, so this is Haswell E. It is the same core architecture that is in the, you know, the 4000 series parts shipping today. You know, the 4770K, the 4790K, those are Haswell. They're quad-core 8 threads instead of 8-core 16 threads. Now, if you look at something like Devil's Canyon, that's a very low-cost part compared to the 5960X. It's like $350 or something like that, $330. And it has half the cores, but it also runs at a little bit higher, actually runs at a significantly higher clock speed. So the base clock of Devil's Canyon is... 4 gigahertz, while the base clock of the new 5960X is 3 gigahertz. So, I mean, you're talking about a 25% drop in frequency, but you're doubling the number of processing cores. Mm-hmm. So that kind of gives you an idea right away of, like, heavily threaded applications are going to see a really big boost, anywhere from 30 to 80%, you know, 30 to maybe 75% in those applications. But... if you look at, say, if you look at the page titled Rendering and Scientific, and you look at that very first graph, it's actually a Cinebench test, which is a rendering application. But the single-threaded result demonstrates that, hey, you know, if you are doing a lot of single-threaded applications, and for whatever reason the programs you're using are single-threaded, that, you know, you can get a better perform, you can get better performance out of a 4790K, out of a 4770K, out of a 4670K, you know, and on down the line. It's still a good part. It's decent. It's reasonable. And you can run a bunch of single-threaded applications at the same time and get optimal performance out of them.